Good morning. Today is Wednesday, March 16th, the second Wednesday of Lent at the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Spring Spirit Drive. I'm joined in the studio with Dave Orsborn. My name is Bill Messerly. Dave, we've had a good segment with Father Adam Streitenberger this morning. We met our first goal. Our goal this half hour or this segment with Father Yackel is going to be five gifts. So we want to have you call now, 614-459-4820, or go online at stgabrielradio.com. This is important time for St. Gabriel Radio for a lot of reasons, but one of the reasons that we think is the most important is that this is all about how the Holy Spirit is moving locally, that we want to proclaim that our Lord is moving in our lives, and we want to share that throughout this three-day event. And we're doing that in a special way, this Spirit Drive. It's not only going to have a few priests join us, but we're going to have some others join us.
Yeah, we have a number of married couples that will be joining us. We have young adults with young Catholic professionals will be with us the next 3.5 days, as well as some leaders of local apostolates to tell our listeners how St. Gabriel has lifted their ministries.
So show your gratitude for St. Gabriel Radio and make a difference today by calling 614-459-4820 or going online at stgabrielradio.com. And now we're joined on the phone with, we had the song coming in, Out of Dry Bones. This priest is anything but dry bones. He is alive. Father Chris Yackel, welcome.
Hey, Bill and Dave, good morning. How's it going today?
Is that your usual, things are good here, is that your walk-on music? Is that what you use?
I'm a big fan of Lauren Daigle, so any of her music, I'm down for.
Awesome. Good.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for being with us. Father, you're with Perry County Consortium, correct?
Right. Correct.
How's it going down in Perry County, or over in Perry County?
Things are going really well. Hard to believe that we are in the second week of Lent already, and just I'm looking forward to the Easter Vigil, with our members coming into the church. And Father Lehi, our pastor here, we were talking about this not too long ago. We love Holy Week. We love Holy Week. So I'm just really looking forward to that, and just kind of trying to start getting in the zone now, start preparing spiritually for that important week of the year.
Amen. Before we go any further, can you open us this half hour in prayer?
Absolutely. And I got this awesome prayer. It's a version of the morning offering I found a few years ago. I'm going to go ahead and pray that for this morning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, truly present in the Most Holy Eucharist, I consecrate my body and soul to be entirely one with your heart, being sacrificed at every instant on all the altars of the world, and giving praise to the Father, pleading for the coming of his kingdom. Please receive this humble offering of myself. Use me as you will for the glory of the Father and the salvation of souls. Most Holy Mother of God, never let me be separated from your divine Son. Please defend and protect me as your special child. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Wow, that's a beautiful prayer. You said you stumbled upon that a few years ago.
Yes. So I think it came from one of the Marian apparition sites in Akita, Japan, and I had come across this, and I've been praying it ever since. Very powerful.
I love how it points back to us that my heart will be more like his heart. It's beautiful.
Absolutely.
So, Father, are you helping out with the RCIA program for the parishes?
Yes. So Father Lehi and I both help out with that, and we kind of switch on and off from week to week. But I, one thing that I've learned in my first couple of years of priesthood is I love teaching. I love teaching the faith. That's like one of my favorite things to do. And I've noticed even like when I'm preaching, a lot of times I just like to talk about different aspects of the faith and just try to even just go back to the basics of some of our catechism stuff and just try to teach the catechism. So, I love teaching the faith. So, RCA has been a great blessing to me these last couple of years.
Did you find that gift in your priesthood, or had you taught before seminary or before the...
Not much. Like, on occasion, I think in seminary, I would, like, help out with things here or there, maybe give, like, a talk. But I would say it's really been during my time as a priest where I've come to love it, and I think also just gotten more comfortable with it, because I think it helped me to learn the faith better, which is probably one of the reasons why I love it so much, is it forces you to really make sure that, like, as you're teaching, that you actually understand what it is that we believe, and trying to break it up into a way that makes sense for other people, especially some of those the more difficult aspects of our faith, more the theologically challenging things to understand. Mm-hmm.
Is what's bringing folks into the church these days? Is there kind of a common thread through their stories, or are you hearing a number of different things? How are they being stirred?
Yeah, I would say it's a number of different things. Definitely, of course, I do believe that the Holy Spirit is really prompting people, and they're responding to just the movement of the Holy Spirit in their hearts. Generally, I would say two things that always seem to draw people in are our Blessed Mother and the Holy Eucharist. Those are two things that always seem to be something that comes up. But I know, like, over the last couple of years, we've had individuals who have been drawn to the Catholic faith for other reasons. I remember we had one person who is drawn to the Catholic faith because of her experience of the Catholic liturgy, going to a number of funeral masses and thinking, hey, there's something more here. So having someone who mentioned just the approach that Catholics take to suffering, and rather than avoiding it at all costs, the fact that we embrace it and find a way to offer it up. And so that's something that's attracted some to the faith. So yeah, it's a lot of different variety. The common thread for sure is the Holy Spirit bringing
right.
out those
right.
promptings. But I would say the two that probably come up the most are the Holy Eucharist and our Blessed Mother.
Boy, and if you start there, it's going to go well, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Exactly. I think St. John Bosco is the one who had a vision of, like, the ship between the two pillars. One had Mary on it, and one the Holy Eucharist. I was like, yeah, stay on that course and you're good. Good to go.
Father Yackel, you'd mentioned how much you enjoy teaching. I've gone back into the classroom this year, teaching sixth graders PSR, and it is so exciting to see the light bulb go off. We were talking about Christ in the desert for 40 days and fasting for 40 days. And one of the students just blurted out, she was so amazed. She goes, "You mean Jesus fasted for 40 days? He didn't eat for 40 days?" And to see those light bulbs, isn't it beautiful?
Oh, yeah. It's the best. And especially when you're working with kids as well, they have, like, some of the best responses, the best questions. So, yeah, I love it. You're right. When those light bulbs go off, it makes it even more exciting.
Mm. And in many ways, over the course of St. Gabriel's history, we're that switch that turns the light bulb on. And it's been such a blessing to participate and to witness the stories over the years of people that have that light bulb going on and have decided through the programming of St. Gabriel Radio to take that next step, whatever it is, Catholics, right. non-Catholics alike, just to find out what the Lord's asking them to do next. So we come to you twice a year for the Spirit Drives. We're in the midst of the very beginnings of the Spring Spirit Drive, and we're asking for your help at 614-459-4820 or by going online to stgabrielradio.com.
And you can give in many different ways. The best way to give is to automate your giving as a sustaining member, any amount per month, but automating that monthly. We start at $20, but you can go less than that. You can go more than that. We'd like to thank Thomas from St. Joan of Arc, who became a sustaining member just a few moments ago. Thank you so much, Thomas, for making your gift to the Spring Spirit Drive here at St. Gabriel Radio. We also are in need of leadership gifts of $1,000 or more, but most importantly, participate in whatever amount that you can give. This is a time for alms and almsgiving, and we want to encourage you to consider the spiritually poor in our community by giving at stgabrielradio.com or at 614-459-4820. Father Chris Yackel from the Perry County Consortium. Father Yackel, you've been a priest for how many years?
Two and a half, going on three, I guess. Mm. Yeah. So it's hard to believe.
Boy, it sure is. It sure is. And I know that you come from humble beginnings, and now you're able to really be a servant of others. How have you appreciated your priesthood?
Oh, my goodness. So many different ways. I could spend like 2 hours talking about that. But no, I would say one highlight I would say for me recently that I've been kind of reflecting on is really entering into my spiritual fatherhood, like realizing, and especially since I've been here in Perry County for a while now, how I've had a chance to really get to know and connect with the people I'm serving, the families, and how really I've been welcomed into their families, have become part of their families, and being with people in the midst of like all aspects of their lives, both the highs and the lows and everything in between. And so kind of being there to walk with them in their own spiritual journeys, the way that they help me on my own faith journey, and in that learning to be a support for them sacramentally, like providing their sacramental needs, but also just being present to them and interceding for them, praying for them throughout my day, which has been great.
Father Yackel, I was talking to somebody over the weekend, and I was thinking in my head as they were talking, I wasn't sure how to process it, but I've had a chance to pray about it a little bit. But I think that they were looking to the priest in their youth as a magician, not as a servant. They were looking to have the priest remove all pain and suffering and to be perfect. Is there a difference in your mind between you as a priest as a servant and that of a magician?
Yes, absolutely. Well, and even just that one part you said about like maybe the looking to the priest to be able to fix everything or something, but realize like that's something that you realize very quickly as a priest is you can't fix anything. Like a lot of times, it's just a matter of being the presence of Christ and trying to really bring people to Him, bring people to Jesus, because He's the one who's going to be able to help them through whatever it is that they're going to. So there's been a lot of moments where you are with people and you do feel helpless, like, man, I can't, there's nothing I can do here. But you're almost, like, okay with it in the sense that you realize that, well, God's the one who's at work here anyways, so let's just continue to invite Him into this. Let's bring His grace, especially through the sacraments and through prayer, and trust that even if we don't understand it exactly, somehow God is in the work, is at work in the mystery of His divine plan.
So beautiful, and Father, you have a personality. It's an attractive personality that invites that sort of spiritual friendship and fatherhood. So, I mean, that's just got, especially coming out of COVID, I think, where you're able to be in these relationships and serve face to face. As the blessing's got to be incredible.
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing, and I say this in all honesty. I know priesthood can be challenging at times, but I love being a priest. I love being a priest. And so I encourage, here's my like vocation pitch. I encourage all young men who are Catholic to really be open to that calling, because it is an incredible, and God has blessed me in so many different ways in my time as a priest. And the people, especially, that He's put in my life here in Perry County and throughout my time as a priest has just been amazing. Like, they've been such blessings to me. And then, of course, again, in my own priesthood, just being able to grow closer to Christ as I celebrate the Mass, as I hear confessions, the way that God is drawing me closer to Himself in that as well has been pretty awesome.
Amen. This is the Spring Spirit Drive on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Give us a call, 614-459-4820, or go online to stgabrielradio.com with your gifts. Father, right now we're going to listen to a clip from Dr. Edward Sree. The clip is entitled Taming the Beasts Within. Dr. Sree is heard weekdays right at 4 o'clock with his podcast, All Things Catholic. So here's Dr. Edward Sree.
I want you to think about that. Jesus was with the wild beast right there at the beginning of his public ministries, foreshadowing how the great kingdom he's going to offer does involve the cross. It will involve people misunderstanding you, people opposing you, people fighting against you. It may involve people persecuting you. Are you willing to be with Jesus and those wild beasts? Sometimes we just wonder, I want to run away from the wild beasts. I don't want to face persecution. I mean, who does, right? But if Jesus is there, I want to run to be with Jesus. And I think Jesus is testing all of us Christians right now. Are we willing to be with Jesus even as he faced persecution? Are we willing to be mocked? Are we willing to be misunderstood? Are we willing to be spit at? Are we willing to be crucified? Again, I doubt many of us are going to end up actually getting nails and, you know, being nailed to a cross. But spiritually, are we willing to endure that kind of persecution? Jesus is longing for souls that are willing to be with him there. And so let's this Lent maybe think about ways we can practice standing up for our faith in small ways. Because as we know, in our culture today, if you dare to say something like abortion is wrong, you're going to be labeled. You could be criticized. If you dare to say marriage is between a man and a woman, and the Christians believe marriage is between a man and a woman, if you dare to say that you believe the Bible in Genesis 1:27 says that God made us male and female, if you dare to say these things in our culture, you may be canceled. You may be ridiculed. You may have to suffer. If you dare to say things like spiritual health is more important than physical health, we care about physical health, we're going to really be, you know, careful about that, but we value spiritual goods, spiritual health so much more. If you dare to like say things like that, people may criticize you. They may mock you. They may hurt you with their words, with their actions. If you dare to say something like, you know, hey, you know, we want to support justice and faithfulness, but, you know, and respect and dignity of all human persons, but we want to be cautious not to support certain groups and movements that do that, but they also are intentionally stating that their aim is to go out and destroy the traditional understanding of marriage and family. If you dare question groups like this, you may suffer. So this Lent, let's not run away from Jesus. Jesus was in the desert with the wild beasts. He's wanting us to draw near to him. Let's exercise the virtue of courage. Don't go out and pick fights. But if you have a friend or a family member and a certain topic comes up, will you dare to speak the truth? Because if we can't speak the truth in small things, if we deny Jesus in small things right now, when the real beasts come, will we be able to be faithful when it will count at a much bigger level, and when the price to be faithful may be a lot higher? It may cause a lot more pain. Are we willing to be with Jesus with the beasts? Are we willing to exercise the muscle, that muscle of courage? My friends, practice courage now in many small ways, because I sense the culture is going to demand more and more courage of us in the years to come.
That's Dr. Edward Sree. Boy, what a powerful segment. To run to be with Jesus. We're on the phone with Father Chris Yackel, and we're in the studio with Dave Orsborne and myself, Bill Messerly. We're going to get back to that in just a few moments. We want to make sure also we invite you, our listener, to continue to support St. Gabriel Catholic Radio by calling 614-459-4820. You're going to hear those great messages here every day, every moment of every day, and we need your support so that we can continue to hear those messages. Dave?
And a big thanks to Judy from St. Patrick's in Junction City. Let me be the first, Judy, to say Happy St. Patrick's Day. Eve.
Yes.
She listens all day, enjoys everything, and she wants to make her gift in honor of Father Yackel and Father Lehi from Butch, Judy, and Susan. So there you go, Father.
Thank you, Kunklers.
And Father Yackel, what a powerful message from Dr. Shri.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I love it. As I was listening to that, this is what I love about AMA 20, St. Gabriel Radio. Everyone is searching for the truth. Everyone is searching for the truth. And a lot of times we don't know where to find it. Especially when you're talking about like secular news sources or media, you don't necessarily know that you're getting that. You're not always convinced. So I love that when I listen to AMA 20, I know I'm being filled with the truth, the spirit of truth, but also with light. And I guess what I mean by that is like a lot of times the messages or the truth when it's presented is presented with hope. And so I think that's like the other extreme that you can experience too, is maybe you get the truth, but there's a lot of like bitterness around it. And so when I listen to a message like that from Edward Shree, where it's like, you know, we have to stand firm in the truth. We have to do this. This is what we're called to as Christians. But it's not something to be feared. It's something to be embraced, because it's going to lead us to the fullness of life, and not to lose hope, to go forward in hope, knowing that if we have that courage, which God is going to help us with, he's going to give us the grace to grow in courage. But if we do that, we're going to do a lot of good in the world, to bring light to a lot of people and fill their lives with hope. So I love it. It was awesome.
I love your comment, to look to see where the news source is leading us. And my daughter had recently asked me, she was preparing a thesis, and asked me for secular news sources, which ones are unbiased.
And your answer was
none. So there's a level of media literacy that all media, including Catholic radio, has a perspective, a viewpoint, and to take that time and say, where is it leading you? What are their motivations? What's the end game of the media? We're transparent, folks. St. Gabriel Radio wants to lead you to Christ. That is the sole reason that we exist. We want to proclaim the gospel. We proclaim the truth every day, all day. That is the only reason that we exist, is to let you know that Christ loves you and he wants to change your life. And it's that simple, and you're not going to have that clarity from any other news source. And I challenge you to look at these other sources of where you're receiving your food, and find out, you know, where's it leading you, when you're listening to it, when you're watching it, when you're reading it. Is it leading you towards Christ or away from Christ? Are you despairing? Are you discouraged? Are you angry? Are you anxious? Sure. And then what are those takeaways when you listen to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio? You're going to find peace. You're going to find encouragement, inspiration, and it's all through the Holy Spirit leading you closer to the heart of Christ.
We're here for you. St. Gabriel Radio is here for you, and it's only possible when you support it. So give us a call at 614-459-4820 or online at stgabrielradio.com. We just have a couple of minutes left before Father Yackel leaves us. Father Yackel, any other comments about Dr. Shri or Catholic Radio?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big Dr. Shri fan. I read a lot of his books. I think he does a really good job of breaking down the faith in a way that is easy to understand, and then helps us to live it out. So any of his stuff is always excellent. But I would say just like Catholic radio in general, again, like when I turn it on, I know I'm going to be encouraged, even if they're addressing difficult situation or different difficult teachings or difficult news items. I haven't listened to it recently, but is it Catholic Connections? Is that the one that's on in the morning with Teresa Tamio?
Nine o'clock.
I really enjoy listening to that when I'm able to, just to get caught up on what's going on in the world. But again, like throughout the day, like or even when I'm just making a quick drive somewhere, I'll oftentimes turn on AMA 20 and just be. I usually get these little short little clips that you guys post on there, whether it's Edward Schrier or Matthew Kelly or Father Mike Schmitz or Bishop Barrett or whoever, and they're always just like just enough these little clips that give you the encouragement that you need to keep going that day, or to talk about something about the faith, related to the faith, that maybe you hadn't thought about before, and just to kind of reflect more deeply on what we believe, which is always a good thing to do throughout the day as well.
We need one more gift this half hour, so you have just 3 minutes left. Give us a call, 614-459-4820, so that Father Yackel, we can meet our segment goal of five gifts. And so call 614-459-4820 and keep programs like Matthew Kelly and Teresa Tamio on the air by calling with your gift or going online at stgabrielradio.com. Dave Orsborne, any other parting thoughts before we go on to our next guest, who will be Chip and Sue Stalter?
Nah, Father Yackel, just know that how grateful we are for you and for your priesthood and for Father Lehi and how you're shepherding the folks in Perry County. And our prayers are with you through this Lenten season. And I'm looking forward to Holy Week also. And especially pray for all of your candidates and catechumens as they're taking the next step that the Lord is asking for.
And Father Yackel, could you bless us before you leave?
Absolutely. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Phone lines are open, 614-459-4820. Support your local Catholic radio station. And up next will be Chip and Sue Stalter. Chip is the voice of Catholic Community News for over 15 years, and he's going to talk about how we can grow in holiness. So join us in just a few moments, but give us a call first, 614-459-4820, or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
In a culture turning further and further away from truth, Catholic radio really does stand in the gap. It's right here. Well, you will find
Father
the gospel message.
The
it's right here. Well, you'll hear from local priests and bishops. It's right here at this very station on this very dial where you will encounter Jesus. And you may be asking yourself, well, how can I help? How can I make a difference? Well, this is your radio station. And now, brothers and sisters, it's your chance to help out. So please support Catholic radio this spring in our effort to broadcast the truth to a world that needs it so badly. Remember, Jesus has called each one of us to evangelize, and this is a perfect way to do just that.
Thanks, Teresa. Please give us a call right now at 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com.
Do you have a minute for lasting happiness? Living virtuously is the way to freedom, happiness, and holiness. To grow in virtue, we must learn about it, practice it, and persevere in it. This is what the saints have achieved with excellence. An excellent example of the virtue of moderation is seen in Blessed John Henry Newman. He lived moderation heroically by maintaining a balance in his life amidst great demands for his talent. Newman was an Anglican priest whose gift for study led him to realize that the Catholic Church held the fullness of the faith. He converted and became a priest. He balanced prayer, friendships, and study with moderation, despite requests for his time. Let us ask John Henry Newman to pray for us, that we may grow in moderation. Educate yourself in virtue. Learn more at educationinvirtue.com.
60 Seconds with Mother Angelica.
Look, sweetheart, hell is hell for you in the past, and all you pre-Vatican people and all you pro-Vatican people, all you people before Vatican II and all you people after Vatican II, if you don't shape up, down you go. Now, you may not believe it, but I hate to have you find out by going there. You got to face realities. There is a heaven. There is a judgment. There is a hell. There's a purgatory.